the thing that I get to do at this point, usually a lot of fun because people get to do it to me. I do a lot of things in this organization, and everything is fun that I get to do. Some things are more fun than others, obviously. You all know that with life. Some things are more fun than other things. But by and large, everything I get to do in this organization that I find enjoyable. What I get to do in this organization is go to other affiliates to speak on the behalf of our national organization, to represent Dr. Mountford State Conventions, and to bring the thoughts of the national organization, and also to hear from organizations, so I can bring back to Dr. Maurer what other states, what people in other states. We obviously will talk to Dr. Maurer about the weakness of our state, but sometimes a third party coming in and saying, you know, I noticed the state that, you know, they really had this person, or you know, these things could really use some help, and they're really doing great things with this. The information goes two ways. We come and report these what we think national priorities are, and at the same time we listen when we're there to what the state's priorities are and bring them back to Dr. Maurer. Is one of the greater joys. It's just been a lot of fun doing a national board member. So I know if he's got any kind of inclination, the person I'm about to introduce is just twice as I am. He doesn't get to unpack me in the fall. I am home next weekend, and that's it. Okay. After that, I'm gone again for doing what I love to do, the work of the National Federation of Blind. And I'm about to give you, say, another gentleman who also gets to do the work of the National Federation of Blind. And I heard yesterday that he just loves about it. The only thing he loves more than that is wife. And that's as it should be. But let me give to you, for whatever he cares to say, the president of the National Federation of Blind of South Carolina and a co-director, Parnell Diggs.
I appreciate the mic, the sound there with James Taylor. James, get that line out there about going to Carolina. I'm very pleased to be coming to, honored to be here. I've been extremely committed to the 2009 convention in New York. I bring you, on behalf of Dr. Maurer and on behalf of the National Board and all of our friends across the United States, his report today. It takes all of us working together, not just, but the collective efforts. One by one, each of us share this big program of Work with the Blind to make a difference in the lives of blind people. What I would propose to do with you is to bring you up to speed on where we are here as we gather in roughly Europe. I thought that ordinarily I would back up to the last national convention, but I thought I would back up more than that this time. Not to July, but to March 26, 2009, when a historic event, and that was the release of the Louis Braille commemorative bicentennial silver dollar. Even on that day, the United States Mint began to sell the Louis Braille bicentennial silver dollar, and the National Line began the Braille Readers or Leaders campaign for 2009. That initiative is intended to improve the literacy rate among blind people in America. Today, we suffer from a 10% literacy rate. Of the 52,000 in America's public schools, 90% of them are taught to read and write. Because of that, less than half, if things stay like they are, less than half of them will receive a diploma. Three-fourths of them will not find gainful employment. In my opinion, that's not a very bright outlook. What can be done about it? Well, the responsibility falls to you and me, those of us who are gathered here at this great convention, we have a chance to change the future for blind people and for blind children so that they might have to go up and read to their children. The initiative to sell the bicentennial silver dollar has been proceeding now for slightly more than 7 months. If we sell all foreign coins that are available, we will generate $8 million for programs to promote growth. Our goal is to use those funds to the literacy rate among America's blind citizens by 2015. That is a lofty goal, but even if we double it, the literacy rate will be 20%. You've got to start somewhere, though. We have to approach it one day at a time, one life at a time, person at a time, working collectively, you and me, doing things to make our quality of life better for you and me as blind people and for our blind brothers and sisters. Carl indicated that you have some coins back there at the coin table. I believe directly in front of the podium, at the back of the room. Podium here, I assume, is sort of centered at the head table. And so if you walk straight back to the room in the back, you will find some coins there. Carl says that they are about $40. So you should go back there and check the coins out. Carl doesn't want to take back home, you know. He's got to try to move these things. What he intends to do is use the proceeds from the sale of the coins to buy more UFOs to people across New York. That will come to know the importance of Braille literacy. We'll be raising for our initiatives to support the Braille readers and leaders. But also, we will be increasing public awareness about the importance of teaching blind people to read and write. It is widely assumed that the rate of literacy is similar to that of people. It's not true. It's far along the way. People decided blindness was a tragic thing. And so their errant wisdom, if you will, was to say that if we don't teach Braille, they'll somehow be less blind. Is it any wonder that we deal with a 74% unemployment rate? Literacy is a major component of one's employability. If you decide not to buy a coin here, let me give you a couple of resources that you can use to buy a coin. You can go to www.usmint.gov. I did that a few weeks ago, and fairly simple to get that done. I'm not a great technology user, but I was able to achieve it without a great deal of difficulty. You could also call 1-800-USA-MINT, 800-USA-MINT, if you don't get your coin here. I was online a few weeks ago because, you see, my 9-year-old son, he had an idea that was similar to Carl's. We had a chapter president in South Carolina who was a Meet the Blind Month activity. You know, October is Meet the Blind Month in the National Federation of Blind and across America. And so our chapter was in need of a coin. And our president in the chapter there was not able to get one as quickly as he needed it. So he called me and said, "Coin, what can I do about that? Have you got one?" I said, "Well, mine are open, but my son has one." And so I talked to Jordan about it. He was willing to sell sell his proof Louis Braille coin, and got that given to me, and I bought him another one online. Of course, I bought a few other ones as well to go with it. He's so proud of that jazz sometimes. He's very proud of the programs that we are operating in the National Federation of Blind. If you go back to the table this morning and you buy a coin, think of it as an investment in Braille literacy. Pick up a coin, but turn around and resell it. That way you get your money back. But then when you get your money back, buy another one. We've got to get these coins out there into the hands of people and communities across the state and across the nation. Have you had a chance to look at the work that describes the coin? Read to you what it says on the web. You will have just a flavor of the history, the commemorative coin and the development. Visit www.usmint.com. You will read the following. The 2009 Louis Braille Bicentennial Silver Dollar commemorates the 200th anniversary of Louis Braille, inventor of the Braille system, which is still used by the blind to read and write. Louis Braille was in Braille, France, near Paris, on January 4th, 1809. At the age of 3, he lost the sight in his left eye as the result of an accident in his father's workshop. It spread to his right eye, became completely blind by the age of 4. At the age of 10, Braille received a scholarship at the Royal Institute for Blind Children in Paris, where he became the youngest student. At the school, instruction was oral, but Braille for the blind, which had large letters and pages. In 1800, a captain in Napoleon's army, Barbier de la Serre, visited Braille's school and introduced a system he had invented, night writing, for communicating on the battlefield at night without having to talk or light a match, which could be. It consisted of 20 dots, which could be combined to reference by sounds rather than letters. Over months, he experimented with the different configurations until he found a simpler one using just 6 dots.